The Weekend Podcast on Vox Markets with Justin, Peter and Steve. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 754. It's the Weekend Podcast and I'm joined by Peter and Steve. You're all right, lads.
Hello.
I've got to say, you're talking to a man leaning and the door is ajar on death's door here. I've literally had, this is day 11 of a man flu. And and literally, I mean, because the doctor, and man flu is actually fatal. I was reading about it and it said on the internet here, it causes severe and often fatal hemorrhage fever in humans and other mammals, known as the Ebola virus. Well, it feels like the Ebola virus. It's do you know, I'm not joking, I've never had this before. I've been aching, coughing for like 11 days. I mean, I know people who would, you know, in coffins who are healthier than me at the moment, and there are people, you know, arranging will. In my position, you know, calling the vicar in for last rites and getting the will sorted out. But I crack on because I'm a man, you know?
I never
bring it up, but never complain about it.
Right.
And that's what soldiering on is all about. But yeah, I don't wish this on my worst enemy. In fact, I do. I don't know why people say that. If you're your worst enemy, surely you do wish it on your worst enemy. You know, what else wouldn't you wish? All right, so we haven't spoken to... When's the last time we spoke? Was it last week or week before?
A couple of weeks before.
Oh, do you know what? I bought a... Because last week we didn't do it because we had other things going on. I went to a funeral. It's all right. You know, there was a bit
of... Were they healthier than you?
No, I don't think they were. It reminds me of that old joke, though. We went to... It's a crematorium. You know, first of all, the service in the little church. Then you go to a crematorium. And it was quite cold in there. And it got warmer. Once I started the fire, that's nice. But no, we went there, and beforehand, I bought the shavers, this new beard shaver and hair shaver, because I do my own hair, you know, because I haven't got a lot of it. I thought, why pay some, you know, someone for 10 and do what I can do, you know, pretty much. But this morning, I got to say, it's my son's fourth birthday, outside, it's carnage. It is Nerf gun wars right outside. You wouldn't think it. I'm in a war zone right now, just outside. It's about eight, nine kids with Nerf guns shooting, you know, too close. I keep shouting, not that close! Not that close! Next thing you know, one goes inside my head. Don't! So I'm just like, come in now, shut the doors. I'm double glazing up. The doors are locked in my office, so you can't really hear. It's like, you know, the calm in here is... The contrast outside, it's a war.
Are there any other adults out there?
Not now. No. Okay. So someone's probably taken down now with fatal eye wounds and stuff like that. So I thought I'd tidy myself up a bit before some parents came round. So I used this new shaver. I didn't put the guard on, and for some reason, I just do my beard anyway, it didn't really matter. And I thought, I had a few stragglers, hairs on my eyelids, you know? And I didn't realise I didn't have the guard on. I've shaved half of one of my eyebrows off. I said, mate, I won't say anything. I'll go into the bedroom, see if Megan can notice. And then she just burst out laughing, saying, what have you done? You look ridiculous. I said, I didn't mean to do it, did I? It's like some, you know, self-inflicted rugby tour gone wrong. Let's shave all, half my eyebrow off.
How did you get up to the eyebrow area?
My eyebrows had some stragglers, you know, and I thought, oh, it's got a guard on it. So I ratcheted the guard up because you can change it, you know, you can move the guard a bit. But the guard wasn't on, so you can twist a little button, the wheel, it has sort of settings of 0.5, 1.5, 2.5. So I turned up to sort of 7 to start be on a safe level, and literally just went straight to the bone. I thought, what's going on there? And so I've got half an eyebrow.
I know. You look like Vanilla Ice.
I look a bit odd. You know, it's almost one of those things. You look at someone sometimes and you can't quite figure out what's wrong with them, you know? What's wrong with that guy? Something wrong with him. Is something missing?
And I can always work out what's wrong with you.
Yeah, there's so many things.
Mm. Right. Anyway, let's get into stocks there. And anything happening in your private lives before you get into stocks there?
Nothing as exciting as eyebrow shaving.
No, not for me.
And the fact that I'm, you know, suffering from, fatal, near-fatal virus for 11 days.
It's fatal. I mean, yeah.
And, right. But do you know what the worst thing is? It's sleep. I literally cough worse when I'm trying to sleep. So I'm up, you know, sitting in bed, convulsing. I've slept on the settee for most of the week. The missus doesn't want me in bed or any of the kids. So
nothing to do with the cold.
Yeah. Wish coming true.
Yeah.
But, it's just like non-stop, just broken sleep, you know, and so just... wake up feeling absolutely knackered.
But I'm like sleeping really well at the moment.
Yeah, like I said, though, I don't like to mention it. That's the thing.
No,
about,
okay, yeah.
That's the thing about soldiering on. And as you notice, I didn't bring this up, did I? One of you guys brought it up at the start, so I just applied to carry on the conversation.
I think you brought up a lot of phlegm to start. That's what.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, all right, so stocks and shares. Anything happening, guys? What have you been looking at?
I'll be honest, I haven't really been looking at anything.
You've been saying that for the last 2 months now.
I should get sacked from this podcast because I'm not doing anything new and original.
Yeah, Pete.
Steve, what have you been looking at?
I've been looking at my shares.
Brilliant.
I think you're going to say MySquare. I was going to say, well, I told you about MySquare. You know, yes. MYSQ, it's had a good run, actually. Yeah, on Friday, it was up like 21%. Day before that, it was on 16%. So that's, you know, do the math there. It's that's double digit. Nice. Was that 37% for that? Is that right? Yeah. In 2 days, it's not bad, you know. And this is what I said a while back. And I was playing this game of convertible loan notes coming out. And when they do on a stock, so just to explain, Steve will now explain what convertible loan notes are all about. Steve. Notes you convert.
Steve?
Come on, you know I'm not going to be able to answer that.
He's explained it about 10 times.
Yeah, so small companies, Steve, right, who are not revenue generating, sometimes will need money, okay, to grow, develop the business. So they'll go to one of these companies who've got cash, and they'll say, can we borrow £1 million that's convertible? You know, so we haven't got cash to give you £1 million, but you can convert them into shares, you know. So what this happens is it'll be normally done in tranches, so they won't give them £1 million straight away. So they'll say, let's say, for example, four tranches of £250,000, you know. So they'll draw down, the company will draw down, say, £250,000, and then that company is loaning the money, the issuer of the note, can choose then to basically, there's sometimes terms on that, you know, but they can choose to convert those shares when they want. And of course, this company doesn't care about the share price. All they want is their money back. So they're given about 1.1 amount of shares. So that's 10%, let's say, you know, so they get 10% earnings. So let's say the loan is for £1 million, you know, basically they'll be paid back 1.1, you know, or something like that, or it's usually a bit higher rate than that. So already they're getting more shares. So if I, for example, let's say for round figures, let's say, can I draw down the first £250,000 of that loan? I say, yep. Yeah. Basically, I'll have loads of shares there, and I'll just go and sell them in the stock market. And of course, they'll be at a discount because you're issuing, you know, 10% more shares, pretty much, or it's usually at a discount anyway. I mean, so essentially, you know, what you're getting is downward pressure on the share price all the time. Big sellers coming in whenever the share price, you know, a bit of liquidity. You've got this company selling, and this has resulted in MySquare floating at 10 pence. And this week, going down to like below 1 pence. I think I picked up some at 0.87 pence or something ridiculous, just below 0.9 pence. But I scaled it. I started scaling it at 1.5 and then pretty much every 10%. But I'm now up because it's obviously, I think the last tranche I bought was 0.8. But I genuinely see their last operating results weren't very good compared to their full year. So they pretty much said they're growing in all this. They are a social site in Myanmar, ex-Burma. And they basically said they're going to be growing fast now, but then their interims came out, and it's pretty much half of what they did for the full year, you know, the previous full year. So it hasn't grown much. But then they realised this month and last month, most of their revenue sort of monetization sort of strategies is kicking in. So they're implementing on the website and the apps and all that, in-app purchases and all this stuff. It's kicking in this 2 months. And now Beaufort, which is the house broker, so you could say they may be a bit biased, but they've got a target of 21 pence on them. At the moment, they have 1.2 pence. Now, that's probably overly optimistic, but they have 7.5 million registered users in Myanmar. They're the biggest social site in Myanmar pretty much now. And they are hooking up with all these telecoms. So they can do voice over IP telephone calls. They can do text messaging, all this stuff, sell things on their. So they're building all these little integrations on, and they're pretty much kicking in March, April time. So at the moment, they're valued at, 4 million, I think, the company. So we're down to like
looking at 2.84 million as of Friday.
Yeah. No, I got 4.9. Why have you got that?
I'm looking at Harry and Larry's site.
Yeah, well, do you know what? I don't know why I think they may have they issued any shares because I saw it jump from 3 to literally 4.2. And I thought, what's going on here? So maybe they've issued equity. Hang on, let's have an issue of equity. Let's have a look here. The conversion shares will commence on around 11th of April. So they haven't gone in yet. So, okay, that's last. But literally, they've got about this loan they took out. They took out originally a 1 million convertible note. They did that, and they took a further 2 million out. Now, they've got about 900,000 left of that. And they've just announced they're not going to actually draw down any more. So there's about 450,000 left to convert. They've drawn down, which is the Sandebell, which is the company they loan the money, have left to convert. After that, they're clear. They said they will probably need to issue more shares to raise equity in the future, but they're looking to break even end of June. So I'm thinking, this here, you've got a couple of combinations here of, you know, that could see the share price rise. First of all, if they do break even in June, that's excellent. Secondly, you've got this convertible loan note clearing, this massive seller, stop selling. So there's a couple of things happening. And you can look for these kind of companies, I think, but you've got to make sure they're heading somewhere in the right direction, you know? I mean, because if they're just converting, you know, loans into shares and they've got no direction or they have no plan, then it's not a good thing to do. But another one to look at, really, I think, is Westminster Group. They're doing the same. WSG. Ask me what they do.
What do they do, Justin?
Too much, really. They've got about seven parts of the business. It's around security in airports, the ferry business. It's a lot of things going on. And I'm thinking, wow, this is quite a complex business. They're only 10 million market cap. But literally, they've been
talking... Their chart's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, but they're on the edge of signing a Middle Eastern deal, a security sort of... I think it's
aren't
a
government. We all?
Yeah, yeah. A Middle Eastern deal, which would add, they're saying, 35 million, I'm sure we got this right, in annual revenue. So
right.
you've got a company here that turned over last year, what, 3 million? And they're saying they've got chats going on with the company, WSG, that could bolster that by 35 million. Now, they're 10 and a half pence, or something, remember that, 10 and a half pence at the moment, market cap 10.29, but worth checking out, because they've got convertible loan that's happening, and if they're also saying they're going to be breaking even end of the full year, which should be out in a few months' time. So worth keeping an eye on, Westminster WSG.
They've had an interesting year by the looks of it. This time last year, they're at this level, and then they rose to over 30p.
They're over a pound. They're over a pound at one point. They're going to 10 pence, yeah.
So what chart you're looking at? you're drawing your own chart.
Yeah, no, what chart are you? How far does your go back?
No, I'm just looking at the past year.
In October,
they're up at 30p. Okay, yeah. I'll go back at... 5 years.
Yeah, I take it back further than that. I research a bit further back than that, Pete, yeah.
Okay, I do
majorly due diligence. Okay, I go 150,000 years. I'll go when the dinosaur... Oh, look, there's a dinosaur right at the start of that chart. Right, here we are. Yeah, there's a little bronchosaurus standing right at the start of the chart. That's how far back I've gone.
It's never broken a pound in the
last
10 years.
It has!
It hasn't. 91p, I'm seeing.
Oh, hang on. All right, so you've gone from 30 pence to 91 pence.
This stock.
I'm saying 95 pence it peaked at. That is a lot closer to a pound than 30 pence that you suggested, okay, Peter?
That wasn't the argument.
I would suggest, sir, that I'm more accurate here than you are. You said 30, I said a pound. Steve?
I was talking about the last year.
This was in...
I'd just say you're both wrong, to be honest, because, you know, I don't want, like, rough estimates. I want the exact facts, you know.
Right, well, listen. it did spike up to, like, in 2000 and... Was it 2013, the end of the year... It closed at 91. No, sorry, was 95 pence.
So it's well worth buying now.
So it's 10 pence here. Yeah, but because they're going to be. What does that mean? When a company says they're going to be break even, what does that mean to you, Steve? What does it say to you, Steve? What does it conjure up in your little tiny people?
They're back to square one when they first invested.
They're back to square one.
What, breaking even?
Yeah, they're back to where they had their original money.
No. No, the business is breaking even.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good job Steve runs his own business, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, Steve, what does it mean, essentially? Break even. People can say on EBITDA level, which is earnings before tax, interest, and all that stuff. But breaking even means then that they essentially are the revenue is covering all their overheads. You know, so they're not losing money. You know, that's a good thing. When you're not losing,
what goes out the door equals what comes.
All right. Well, yeah, well, it can mean different things. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No. I know. Yeah, it means that, but it can also mean you've broken even. You might have invested and you've got back what you put in.
I see. You're talking about an investment. Yes. Well, I'm talking about the business in revenue terms and costs. Yeah. So essentially, what that means is they're not losing money. Now, it's only when a company loses money do they have to, generally, go back to the market for more money, unless they want to raise more money. They're not earning enough money to, you know, expand a bit. So, in fact, it doesn't actually mean that. It means they still could raise money. But it means the need to raise isn't as urgent as it was. You know, they don't have to raise to keep afloat. They only have to raise to, you know, grow, essentially, which is a good thing, you know? So you're going to see here a company obviously improving the balance sheet here. The convertible loans, hopefully, be the last time they'll use them, which is a tremendous downward pressure on the share price. And so it's worth watching out for. But like I always say, I mean, this is the way
So WSG have got convertible loan notes hanging around as well, have they?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's why I linked them straight after MySquare. See the connection there?
That was the connection. I'm not sure the listeners will have picked up on that.
Okay, well, thanks for underlining that, Pete. And the fact that they went to 30 pence once, and also 95 pence once.
93 pence, yeah,
A million years ago, 2014. Yeah,
it feels like it.
It does now. you should have this virus. God, everything feels long. But obviously, you brought that up. I didn't make it plain out.
No. But are you ill at the moment?
Oh.
All right. What have you got? Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, you know Ebola.
Have you got one of those keyboards where you're pressing?
Ebola hat. Ebola hat. I've got Ebola virus. I've got Ebola hat. That's what I've got.
Right, okay. Ebola hat.
That's where you catch it from, is it? Ebola hats. Sharing Ebola hats. Oh, you've got the Ebola virus. You've been sharing Ebola hat. Yeah, sorry. Anyway, listen. Any other? Do you know what? I just think Talao Energy's one is going to fly soon. I really do. They've got the money. Yes. They've got the cash there. They're going forward. Yes, and everything's happening there. You know, I think the next big announcement could be a biggie. Also, I'm quite excited about. There's a lot of things going on with Audio Boom. It's quite interesting. They just raised another money. They've got institutional investors
another
come
money.
On board. Yeah, more money. They just announced a raise of an institutional investor wanted to put half a million in, so they have a 2.5 pence. But you can buy them below that, or currently, I think you buy it in 2.5 pence. So that's a safe level. They've raised now over 4.3 million at 2.5 pence. So when you're looking to buy companies, it's always good to buy around a placing price, you know, because there's genuine support there. And very rarely, this is a rout in the stock market or some really bad news. You want to see a stock go below that, like Talao. It's had a bit of a, you know, volatile few weeks, but it hasn't gone below that 6 pence placing price, you know. Mm. And I don't think it will, because you can see then that's a good place to buy here. Also, you know, scaling, like I'm always scaling. I said whenever you buy a company, you know, 10% below that for a limited order in just in case, because you may, and you can pick up some more for cheaper, you know. So
One thing I was going to ask you about. Like the small caps and the penny stocks, you know, they're fun and they're good to watch and good to kind of get involved in. But like just recently, I've had literally no time, as I said earlier. Like I haven't really looked at anything because I've just been busy working and I just haven't. And you've got to be kind of on this stuff with the small caps, haven't you? Because they're volatile. The news comes out so quickly, things move so quickly. So one thing I want to see in my portfolio now is it's boring, but the bigger FTSE stocks. And
I know what
the,
you mean. Yes, in fact, so should we
I've
make
only it? Got Lloyds. I've only got Lloyds in there. That is it's a big cap, and I think I do want to have a bit more in there now. The small caps are fun, but I'm not gonna I just haven't got time. I literally haven't got time.
I know what you mean. So you need some. So let's go for a biggie then. Let's go. I've had a couple of people asking actually about our challenge. You know that we've kicked into touch there for a bit. We have so I'm thinking, right. This is what I'm thinking now. Maybe controversial. I mean, look at the chart. But we've kicked around a few stocks, haven't we? Next being one, BT being one, IGG being one. I'm thinking Next.
Really?
Yes, because I heard something. In fact, it's a guy called Paul Scott. He's into retail. And in fact, one of his, he writes a blog, and one of his readers picked up on the fact they said, next year, it's at 40 quid a share, £14.15, right? £14.15. This is down from 80-odd quid, literally in the back end of last year. So it's gone from 80 quid, it's halved in price. But yet, half their revenue now will come from online in the next couple of years, right? Mm. And I think they've fallen enough here. You know, and if you look at that level, we're up £40. Nice round figure. And we're on a downturn here. So I think we should go for Next. I can't see much lower. They've dipped three times now. They've touched this 38 quid level. So I think we pick him up. It's bouncing off. If you look at the 50-day moving average, it's bounced off that a little bit. I think we jump into Next. What do you reckon, Steve?
Yeah, well, didn't I do a bit of research? I can't even remember.
You did some excellent research on Next. That's right. Just recap us on the research system. I forgot all about that in-depth case study.
The takeaways.
Does that not just say, oh, I don't remember doing the research a few weeks ago, so do you think I'm actually going to remember the research? Let alone remember doing the research.
You don't remember doing the research, yeah. Let alone the research.
The research itself, yes. I think it was so exhaustive that it's literally wiped out part of your brain.
The most work I've done on the shares.
Yeah. I think it ended up, wasn't the actual research you did, you went into Matalan and looked at pants or something. Mm. Wasn't that the end point of the research? You went to
I think it did crescendo on that. I can't remember.
So you actually didn't go anywhere near Next, you just went to Matalan. And did your normal shop, and then tried to, you know, shoehorn that in about Next somehow. But
it's interesting looking at their chart. Like when we were talking probably last month, it's done its 10% since then, hasn't it? And then come back down again.
We would have done
our 10% if we'd got in when Steve was doing his in-depth research.
I did say back then.
Did you? Okay. Okay, interesting. But a longer-term play as well. I'm just looking for a couple of longer-term things.
I think the moving averages are bunching up, right? Mm. We've got a relative strength there, getting higher lows. So we may see a little bit of a dip here, but it's rolling over a little bit. I think we should put maybe an order in just below 40. If you can sneak it down for 40. Some of that.
Okay, interesting, yeah. I'm up for that. Let's do that.
And then what we need...
But that's really good research that we've just done there. I've just...
44 quid we need. But I'm looking at a chart. We know Next. I mean, they're going to... I think they'll start... You know, they're not stupid, are they, Next? It's a big company, right? They know there's a lot of pressure online. They have to get the... It's one of these companies like Tesco, you know? That everyone said, oh, these discount supermarkets are, you know, chomping at their heels here and taking out chunks of the market. They still have like 30% market share at Tesco. Yeah. And when they have to restructure, they've got the funds and resources to do it. They can hire the best guys in, they can do it. Next is the same, you know. If they need to do it, they know what the issue is. They're, online is the place to be. You know, High Street is expensive and it's not growing. So they'll have to readjust. And let's be honest, they've put enough bad news out there. And I think to say, you know, we know what's going on here. They've said they're going to be... That's all I know you are.
We just missed the ex-dividend date as well. Whoops.
Oh, have we? Well, there we are.
Special ex-dividend date was the 6th of April. Oh, we've taken our eye off the ball there, haven't we?
Yes. They are paying... What's the dividend?
That's why it's come down a bit.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. We're getting that. Even if we hold. Let's go in for Next then. Let's go for Next. Director Shearer.
Let's go next.
That's good. Yep. Okay.
Well, Lord Simon Wolfson has bought some shares in the company.
He's the chief exec.
Yeah. Amanda James and Michael Law.
So she's the finance director.
What price are they about? At 42 quid. See? We can buy below them. They've just bought Lord Wolfson. If Lord Wolfson has bought some shares, then I think...
I'm all in.
Yeah, oh, dear, fair. Get my broker on the phone. Have you seen how cheap our shares are? Yes, sir. Yeah. Get the broker on the phone. I'll buy for those. Damn, they're cheap. Hello, it's Lord Wolfson here. Put me down some shares. Couple grand, yes. If they continue on this level, I'll be buying more. I'll tell you that now. I'll tell everyone down there, these are bloody cheap down here. Bloody cheap. I'm Lord Wolfson.
I just heard the boys on the Vox Market Weekend podcast talking about our share price.
Yeah. And they said it's cheap. But granted, they did say it was me saying it was cheap, but I still think they're cheap. Get my broker on the phone. Excuse me. I just heard the boys on Vox Market do an impression of me saying Next is cheap. They are cheap. This is Lord Wolfson. Buy some shares.
Yeah. The guy that's on death's door, even the guy that's almost dead.
Even the guy that got the virus from sharing a bowler hat, he's got it as well. He hasn't got long to live, but he still thinks they're cheap.
He's going to see a return before he dies.
Yeah, he's going to kick the bucket within a week, and yet he's buying shares of Next. Get my broker on the phone. Lord Wolfson here. Right, so trading statement. I think it's fine. It's like one of those things, they've been hammered. I mean, it's three times now they've tried to get below that 38 sort of level. I think they're coming round. We're seeing a bottom here, and a bottom in Next. I think this little roll over here is a good little sign. So let's sweep our limit order for a nice round 40. And then obviously all we need then is, 44 quid, isn't it? Let's go for 45, because that's where the I like this. I think it's going to be, because we're not far off from the 200-day moving average. It may bang his head in that 46. So that'll prove a bit of resistance, the 200-day moving average. That's still below our target, which is nice.
Yes.
Because it's never touched that, you see, in the last, it's just fallen off the cliff. It's never touched that 200-day moving average, but it's coming round a bit now, and the moving average is, 20 days crossed, 50-day, yes, next. So tell everyone, don't go crazy. I know several thousand people listen to this podcast the weekend, but I don't want everyone ramping this on the weekend. Yeah. And then we can't. The good thing about big stock is that it's not going to have much effect, you know, if you say we're buying it. Because
if we make a pact with everyone on the podcast and everyone who listens to put it in,
that's probably crossing some lines there, Steve.
Oh right, okay. I didn't say that.
I'm an FSA expert, Steve, but I don't think we're allowed to do that.
That is beyond investment advice. That is actually
everybody buy next.
Yeah, that is actually inside. It's making collusive trades. Say right, everyone buy next. Right, let's put the shape on us. We'll all jump out of the same level. That's illegal, Steve. Yeah. So the only contribution you put to this podcast is bordering on illegal. Yeah.
Just as well we got that disclaimer at the start of this.
But look, look at that. It's 140, is that a buy or sell? 165,000 shares at 40-odd quid. That's a lot, isn't it? Let's do the math on that. Hang on.
165,000
shares, 718 times... 40 quid. That's 6 million. That's 6 million quid. Whoa. So yeah, so you can't, you know, we can't sway this. But of course, Lord Wolfson can, because he's a listener, and he'll be trying to put down a couple of mil for me. Three mil.
Problem is, I don't have any cash at the moment.
Steve, sell something. Sell the missus.
Yeah, I keep selling down.
Sell your body. Your body.
Selling down.
Your body. What do you mean selling down?
Sell your body. That's your advice, is it?
What are you selling, Steve?
I'm not selling anything.
Oh, okay.
Everything I bought recently is about 30% down, so it's...
Is it?
Yeah.
You need to get better at this, Steve. What are you down in?
People operator, Tulu.
Yeah, that's going to the people operator is going to rally.
It's all good in saying they're going to go up, which is fine.
Don't sell Upland, don't sell people's operator, because these are companies on the quiet at the moment. And you know what happens when you're on the quiet and people start to sell on the quiet, all of a sudden news comes out, boom. And oh no, people's operator. We know that's fundamentally getting better. You know, it's going to be fine. Anything else there?
That Motive Bio, I'm 40% down on. Don't really.
That's
want to sell
rallying.
That
Motive Bio is starting to rally. It's broken out of its trading range, which was like 25 to 28 pence. It's broken out because we're getting closer to the results of the Revive One, which is the clinical phase 3 trial on its Iclipim. Drug,
I know that was coming, but there's been no results. That's just because
put it this way. I talked to Graham, and he said, looking at how long these companies take to evaluate, I would expect it, he said, in the second quarter of 2017, so that's April, May, June. But he said, but also, it's around about 100 days. And he said, we put this in midway through quarter two. So he said, basically, you can't see it being in June. I think it'll be either this month or next month. So we're getting very close to the readout on that. And like I said, it's broken up. And I've seen a lot more volume going through. Look at the volume. Unbelievable. Look at the chart. Look at the volume up there on the chart. Last few days. I've been talking about this for ages, haven't I? And all of a sudden, it starts to move and people start jumping in crazy. Last 3 days, volume, crazy volume there. All buys pretty much on the chart. If you get a chart and add volume to it, it's like, five, six times the average daily volume there. So it's going really well. So that's another stock, Steve. Another one.
Obviously Asia Met, but I don't really want to take anything out of that because that's obviously doing quite well.
Yeah,
you can't be down in Asia Met. You must be.
No, I'm not down. I'm well up on that, but it's just because it is.
I'm well up on that. I'm well up.
The other one which I'm down on is YOLO, which is a little bit disappointing at the moment.
Listen, I know SimpleStream is doing well. I don't know how well Electric Jukebox is doing well. I don't know how well that's selling. They got some other products coming out. But they've also just invested in Audioboom at 2.5 pence. And I think Audioboom and Gfinity, which is another listed company, has done very well. The share price of Gfinity, and they all stock in that. So the net asset value of YOLO is going up. And I think now, this year, with the Audioboom rising, which is another investment there, it's going up, the net asset value. So I know it's been oversold. It's been a bit of a disappointment share price-wise, but it's almost like wait for a bit. You know, wait. Wait for it.
Well, this is my point on my portfolio. There's a lot of just wait, so yes. Not much I can really pull out.
You don't want to sell now, yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else, Steve, you've got? What else do you...
Well, I've got my £124 in Patamosta Resources still. So that's 33% down.
Excellent.
So I only have £80 left of that.
Oh, no.
You've still got Patamosta Resources.
Well, it's such a low amount, and I don't really want to lose it, to be honest. Do you know what? It's history, part of my portfolio. It's going to stay there now forever.
Yeah.
Well, in fact, it may have a little tick up here, Steve, at the moment. I think, yeah, you may be lucky. I think
Might be able to increase that £124 or £80.
But listen, yeah, but when it rallies, sell. All right, because it's on the bottom here and it's higher lows. Yeah, but when it rallies, sell. Have you got no spare cash at all, Steve? Because you're breaking our experiment.
I can bring some more money into my portfolio, but I've been doing a lot.
Yes, well, it's new tax year. Well, all you need. How much are we up to?
I had money in last year's tax year, but so that's no different. But yeah, I could bring more money in.
So, Aaron, so we did it.
Peter, we need £1,300, don't we?
We got £1,300. We've done two trades successfully above 10%.
But Steve's clearly spent that £1,300.
Yeah, that was not part of the experiment, Steve.
Well, no, I just invested it into other ones which you said were good, like Tulu and stuff like that. So.
Okay, that's fair enough.
But that's not the idea. The idea was to hold on to it and then we put it into something else.
I know. But okay, I got excited. All right, I'll bring some more money and I won't ruin the experiment. Don't worry.
Also, Steve, next pay dividend. So this is one you can buy now for a while, for a long term, and hold if you need to. But I mean, it will pay you. We make money. It's down at its lows, you know? And.
You're going to put in an order. Of the next £1,300 going.
Let's print.
I'm going to do it now while we're talking about it.
I can't do this very second because I need to go in and import some money.
Okay. Oh, yeah, import.
From which country, Steve? Importing money from?
I got to get from my Cayman Islands account.
Okay.
What are we doing? We're doing 1300.
Yeah. All right, 1300 in next. Yeah. What? 399? Or. Because, like next, like a close. It's not 40 quid, it's £39.99. Yeah, let's do that, shall we?
Yes, £39.99.
Because people all think they're bargaining when they get a penny off.
Right, can I predict what will happen? We go £39.99, and then on Monday it will come down to £40.01, and Justin will be like, no, just buy now. And then we all go, okay, and then it will go down to £39.50. But anyway, let's do £39.99.
No, let's be disciplined about this, okay? And then... Because I just want to look at the chart again.
Famous last words from you there, Just.
Yeah, I know. and then I do some more famous last words that supersede the famous last words. Okay, I think it's fine. I think we're on the 50-day moving average. I think...
Now, Steve, I've just realised one thing. You'll have to bear in mind if you're Harry and Larry putting in an order. You've got to do the number of shares thing, remember?
Uh-oh, help him out here, please.
Oh, no.
So, in fact, 1,300. So this is what it is, Steve, okay? I'll do it for you.
1,300 divided by.
Can someone just have a word with Harry and Larry? Just sort this out because it's ridiculous.
No, they like to do that, Steve, don't they? Because Harry and Larry like to rip you off. Oh, in fact, that wasn't me. No, I'm joking. I'm joking there, of course.
Of course you are.
It's an excellent service. I know a lot of people use it actually. I've considered using it. I've considered using it. So it's just they don't see the point of that. Steve, just keep it simple there. Divided by. 39.39. You can buy 33 shares, Steve.
Does it seem a lot?
It's been small caps for so long. Yeah. 33 shares?
You said 3939, you mean 3999. 3999,
isn't it? Basically. It's 1,300
divided by 39.99.
Yeah, so that's 33, isn't it? 33.
It's 32.5, yeah. 33. Let's go 33 shares.
Do 33 shares, yeah.
Big 33 shares in next.
Yeah, so we got almost between us over 100 shares nearly.
This is the big one.
I was going to buy myself a new TV in the next few weeks. That's the money for that gone.
You don't need a TV, Steve. What has changed? Steve. Why do you need a change? A limit door. Do you know how to do that, Steve?
What?
Do you know how to do it?
Change the TV? Yeah, I know how to change TVs.
No, you're a simple boy. Do you know how to put the order on, limit order?
Yes, of course I do. Okay. I do this every day.
Yeah, get it wrong. Oh, hang on, I got it wrong. It's been £19 I've got there. Hang on. Amend order. Mend order? Oh, I put it 39 pence. Yeah. Okay, okay, okay.
33 shares.
Yeah, so it's 1,332. That's fine, isn't it? My contract total, that is, by the way.
Yeah.
It's okay. All right, confirm order. Okay, just leave it in there. If it doesn't...
So it's in 33 shares.
Is that definite? At $39.99. Not $33.99, Steve. $39.99.
But Steve, Harry and Larry's price is in pence, so it's 3,999 pennies.
That's what I did wrong. So the pence, you put
3,999.
This is probably the best part of the interview.
For simpletons, isn't it?
Is anyone going to listen?
Hello.
Anyway, our next trade is next. So that's it. Yeah. Next is our next one. If it gets filled. But I think it will. Look at the moving average. The MACDs, they're rolling over a bit. So hopefully we're going to be there. Right, is that it, lads? I've got obviously a couple of days left of my life. I just want to be chatting about how to place an order on stocks and shares on next, you know, how to get the pennies and pence in the right order.
Leave wanting more.
Yeah. Oh, those big boys, the boys have bought now. Oh, goodbye, boys. Well done. Excellent.
99 shares between them.
Excellent investment. Well done. They seem to know it. They sound like they know what they're talking about. Yes. Hey, they're on the ball. They know about fashion. Yes. And Lord Wilson knows about fashion. Oof. Very kind of very fine line. All right, lads. Have a nice weekend. Right. I better go back out to the Nerf gun war outside. That is my 4th-year-old's birthday party. Have a nice.
44?
Well, four, he's four now, isn't he? He's a 44 now.
You're wrong. Yeah. Right.
Have a nice weekend.
Lovely.
Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Weekend Podcast on Vox Markets with Justin, Peter and Steve. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.